This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are considering adding new requirements to get and keep a concealed carry gun permit. A new proposal would require both live fire training and a written test. Gun owner Missy Espinosa spoke at the bill's first hearing. Espinosa said she was a victim of an armed home invasion and that having a concealed carry permit gives her peace of mind. She told lawmakers the bill would add unnecessary burdens.
We don't need to add anything, no more. There's not a sudden need to add any further requirements to what is already in place.
The bill would require people to take a refresher course each time they renew their permit. It passed its first hearing on a party line vote. Debate on a bill affecting short-term rental properties has been postponed. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The legislation would tax short-term rentals as commercial properties instead of residential, a move that would increase the tax by 20 percentage points. The bill aims to ease the housing shortage in mountain communities where many homes are rented out to tourists rather than to residents. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's President's Day, and there's a lot of presidential history in Colorado. Theodore Roosevelt was a regular visitor to the state's great outdoors. Gerald Ford kept a winter White House in Vail. And there was Dwight Eisenhower. Sean Boyd is a curator at History Colorado.
We have so much Eisenhower stuff here at the museum. We could run Eisenhower's 1952 campaign, which was run out of the Brown Palace Hotel because his wife Mamie's family was from Denver. So he spent a lot of time here.
Eisenhower also had a heart attack while in Colorado. An update from Grand Junction, where the city closed a downtown park that had been a camping spot for the unhoused. The city has a new resource center, partly to help people get out of the cold.
That is one purpose, but the main focus is to get people on a track to being housed.
And there's more from Grand Junction in about 20 minutes. Western Colorado has a sunny day, highs near 60, likewise around Denver. Close to 60 this afternoon and again tomorrow. This is CPR News.